This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota's farmers are wrapping up their small grain harvest for the year. The USDA crop report indicates 80% of spring wheat is harvested, along with 89% of oats and 97% of winter wheat. Just before those harvests, corn and soybean crop development is slightly ahead of the average pace. Soil moisture is dropping in the state, with 62% of topsoil having adequate to surplus moisture. Subsoil moisture stands at 61% adequate to surplus, and pasture and range conditions in South Dakota are rated mostly fair or good. Officials with the mortgage lending firm Ditech plan to close their Rapid City call center. The facility has about 450 people working at that location. Officials plan to close the center late next year. Steve Allender is the mayor of Rapid City. He says while the situation is unfortunate, he remains optimistic the closure won't have any lasting impact.
That's a good number of workers who will be panicking and, you know, worrying about their future paychecks and so on. And so I'm certain that will cause a great deal of concern. The good news, if there's any good news in this, it's that the Ditech employees are trained, they've been screened, they have proven themselves to one degree or another within the Ditech company, and I believe they will be good employee prospects for Rapid City area employers.
Allender says Rapid City's unemployment rate currently rests around 3%. He says this closure was not due to any local economic conditions. And a federal judge in Montana is ordering the U.S. State Department to come up with a more thorough review of the pathway of the Keystone XL pipeline. Nebraska officials changed the route of the oil pipeline through their state, and that has led to thoughts of possible further delays. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris ruled the State Department must include an impact study of the new route, but did not strike down the federal permit. Decreasing clouds in the southeast tonight, clear to mostly clear elsewhere, lows in the 50s and 60s. You're with SDPB.